Okay. And where does the horse, the horse has one of those shoes nailed to each?
To his hoof.
Right, and, he, and the horse has four.
Four hooves, 4 feet.
Right. What do you just call them shoes, or do you call them, like when you're pitching them, that game you play?
Horseshoe, you call them horseshoes. They're made out of metal iron.
A young cow is called a...
A heifer.
And even and one that's even younger than that but hasn't been determined yet, you know, than that.
Well, she's a heifer or a calf. A calf, when they're first born, they're calves until they get up mature enough to breed and have bring forth, and they're called heifers until they have their firstborn, and after the firstborn, then they're called cows.
I see. Now, if a cow is going to give birth to a calf, you might say Daisy is going to,
let's see, be fresh. You'd say she'd be fresh in a certain date there. She is bred and she'd be fresh in
Do you ever use the term find a calf or drop a calf or come in?
Find a calf. If she's found a calf, if she dropped a calf out in the field, we'd say that she'd found her calf.
Uh-huh.
Found a calf out in the, dug it up out in the field, pasture field.
Okay.
Talking to the little boys, we'd say she dug it up out in the field.
Oh, I see. That's good.
Yeah.
And the animal, a riding animal, is a...
Well, it could be a horse or a saddle horse or a gated horse.
Now, if you had two horses that you...
You'd have a team.
A team of...
Horses.
All right, and a female horse is called a...
A mare.
And a person's talking about riding a horse, person in town, young person in town, he said, I have never...
I've never ridden a horse.
And someone else says, well, I rode
one yesterday to town and got along beautifully.
But somebody else didn't get along beautifully. He was riding the horse and he fell.
Yes, yeah, said that horse would have piled me.
Did what?
Piled me. Piled me off. When he hit the ground, he was in a pile.
Uh-huh.
Just piled him off.
Okay, very good. And if a little boy's in bed, and he might have to put a chair up, and put a small child in a large bed, and put a chair up here. If you didn't have the chair there last night,
yeah,
he'd kill
him from tumbling out. He tumbled out when he hit the floor in the night there.
Okay. And were there any other games similar to horseshoes where you pitch something at a stake?
Horseshoes and I don't know what to
do. Well, I was thinking, did you ever play quoits?
Never played that in this section. No,
okay.
I never have.
Now, we're talking about sheep before. What's the male called?
Called a buck.
And the female?
Ewe.
And the stuff on the sheep's back is?
That's wool.
And the, this is another kind of animal. You were telling me before that you raise a few of them and slaughter them in the winter.
Hogs. We have the hogs.
Okay. What's a male called?
Boar.
And what is one that's been deprived of its original equipment called?
Well, like a boar and a sow is a mother.
Yeah, that's female. How about one that's been fixed?
That's a, how about just a hog been castrated?
Yeah. Now, would you ever use a term like barrow or stag or rig?
Well, you could call it a steer in cattle, you'd call them a stag.
You could,
I guess, would apply to a hog too. I'm not sure.
You stag with a
It's a stag animal. He's been that stag means that he's been castrated.
Uh-huh. The term barrow though is not common.
Oh, that would apply to a hog. Yeah, I believe that would apply to a hog. That's fair.
And the stiff hairs on a hog's neck are called
bristles.